Once the tragic events of September 11, 2001 transpired, music radio stations needed a change of format. Founder of McVeigh Media, Mike McVeigh, was consulting stations across the country, including client stations here in central New York.
I think that people did want patriotic music all over because America had been attacked. And I think that that was an important thing for Americans to hear, and it enabled us all to feel as if, you know, we were standing up for America.
He's now Senior Vice President of Cumulus Media, soon to be the second largest radio group in the U.S. with 600 stations. McVeigh says he rushed to find the song that would capture the mood of 9/11. He looked no further than one of his then clients, Enya from Ireland.
She's truly an artist, and she said, look, I don't want to commercialize this. If you think the song's story is right, then certainly use it. If you were doing this because you were trying to help my song, then I would rather you don't do it. And I really was not doing it because I was trying to help the song. I was looking for a song. And I felt that that song was, you know, the one that was best suited for what we wanted to accomplish.
Who can say where the road goes?
As the days passed, McVeigh says people found their own songs, but Lee Greenwood was the popular one everyone requested.
That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up.
Another song that McVeigh says broke through and landed on the country charts was by Alan Jackson.
When the world stopped turning on that September day.
According to McVeigh, research also indicated people wanted to capture the American spirit, including right here in Syracuse.
Yes, I don't know who it was, and I really just want to say thank you to the gentleman that just pulled over on Route 81 near the 7th North Street exit in Liverpool with a 10-foot flagpole waving the American flag. Just really got to me, really sunk hard that we all have to believe in each other, and just to God bless America.
Even if you don't have any friends or relatives that were lost in this, we all together as a country, and we feel for one another, and that's what this is all about.
Whether it was a voice through the radio to offer comfort.
Maybe the United States is not the only target at the World Trade Center.
You're very right in raising that question because you don't know. There is a possibility, and there's a lot of representation from different companies, whether it be through the stock exchange.
Or listeners calling in to some way connect with the tragedy.
Good morning.
Being from the firefighter side of the thing, Mariah Carey's hero.
What if your request came in for Don McLean's American Pie? As he was scheduled for a concert the following month and called me twice to share his thoughts about September 11th.
I don't think the people that did this thing realized that it would have this kind of an effect, because usually we're quite a bunch of different people looking for a lot of different things, and we are definitely united and we're angry.
American Idol contestant Casey Abrams would have been 10 years old on the original September 11th. I asked him which song he associates with the day when he was in Syracuse this week.
Yeah. Where's the Love?
Where's the Love by whom?
Black Eyed Peas.
So gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and crying. When you practice what you preach.
For Idol's fan Gretchen Ford of Manlius, it's another concert of that time.
I have to say, I like watching the concert for New York.
I will fight.
Looking back to 9/11, New York sporting events also became very meaningful. USA Today national sports columnist and NPR commentator Christine Brennan explains.
And now, in this case, September 11th, 2001, sports were a way to, again, escape and also to come together and to honor those who've been lost, and a sense of a real national pride. All of a sudden, you're cheering for your team, but you're cheering for the country as well.
The Mets held the first regular season professional sporting event 10 days later on September 21st in New York against the Atlanta Braves. LeMoyne College alum Chris Granozio is a sports producer and a scoreboard operator for New York teams.
Liza Minnelli did a version of New York, New York live in between innings, and Diana Ross did a special God Bless America before the game, and we had Mark Anthony sing the national anthem, and we had all sorts of tributes on the video board. We had a 21-gun salute. We had all the players wearing the police and fire department hats.
A particular play that night, Granozio says, brought back normalcy, if only for a moment.
It was a very emotional night, and made all the more emotional by the fact that, you know, Mike Piazza hits a game-winning home run in the bottom of the eighth inning, two-run shot when we were trailing, and that wound up holding up, and that was very, very emotional. And it was just like you could hear the people in the stands, and it was just like a big sigh of relief. Not that that had put a Band-Aid on anything.
However, the Mets won the game 3-2. Brennan says stadiums were the perfect place for everyone to gather and show patriotism.
Just because of the nature, the physical structure of a stadium, the fact people come to cheer anyway. You come to cheer a sporting event, a team. Now this was the perfect spot to marry those two, to marry patriotism and your love of your team. You're at a stadium anyway, you're cheering, and that's what I think where the patriotism really blossomed, and understandably and correctly so.
This Sunday, Granozio says the Mets will be front and center once again on 9/11 with a game against the Cubs at a special televised 9/11 anniversary ceremony. He wrote the introduction. John Smith, WAER News.